Here's your money briefing for Friday, January 22nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The coronavirus pandemic has sent many Americans looking for a larger home where they could have more space and work remotely more easily. The hard part is actually finding a home, when some current homeowners have stayed put for upwards of 20 years with no plans of putting their homes on the market.
Well, I think there's definitely concerns about the shortage of inventory out there and the difficulty that particularly first-time home buyers are having getting into the market, finding homes that they can afford to buy.
Coming up, our housing reporter Nicole Friedman will explain why homeowners are keeping their homes off the market and how long tight housing market inventory is expected to last. That's after the break. Home sales hit a 14-year high toward the end of last year. They might have been even stronger if the current rush of prospective homebuyers had a bigger supply of homes to choose from. So why aren't more homeowners thinking of selling, and what's that doing to the housing market? Our housing reporter Nicole Friedman has been tracking this, and she's here to discuss. Nicole, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So what kinds of numbers are we talking about here, about people staying in their homes longer?
So there has been a trend in the past decade where Americans are living in their homes longer. Homeowners are staying in their homes longer. So the newest data, an analysis by Redfin, shows that the typical homeowner in 2020 had lived in their home for 13 years. And that's up from in 2010, it was a little under 9 years. So that's a big jump in the past decade in terms of how long people are staying in their homes.
And so what's that mean for the supply of homes for sale?
So the most recent numbers we have are for November. And at the end of November, there were about 1.3 million homes for sale, which was more than 20% lower than a year earlier. And it was actually the lowest level on record. And the way that economists like to track inventory is kind of month's supply. So if sales continue at the current pace, how long will it be until supply is totally depleted? And in November, that was 2.3 months supply of homes left in the U.S. And a healthy market is considered about 4 to 6 months of supply. So 2 to 3 is extremely low.
Okay, so there are strong sales despite the short supply because pretty much everything that's being put on the market is selling. So I guess the big question is, why are homeowners staying put and not listing their homes?
So there are a couple of reasons why homeowners are not selling in what is definitely a seller's market. One reason is COVID-19. People don't want strangers touring their homes. They're nervous about spreading the virus. So people who were considering moving last year might have delayed those plans or canceled them entirely out of fears of infection. Another reason is low interest rates, which are spurring demand among people who want to buy homes, but also make it possible for people who already own homes to refinance, lower their monthly payments without moving, and they don't have to incur the cost and stress of moving. Another reason is that baby boomers are healthy later in life. They're not interested always in downsizing or moving to retirement communities. They want to age in place. And lastly, it's a really competitive market out there. People are worried if they put their home on the market, they're not going to find anything better to buy. It's a good market to be a seller, but it's a bad market to be a buyer. And so a lot of people just don't want to be buyers in this market. They don't want to get out there and face the same inventory shortage that buyers are facing.
And I imagine there are a lot of homeowners whose finances are still in rough shape coming out of the last financial crisis.
Yeah, absolutely. And equity has really increased. And so homeowners have a much higher level of equity in their homes now, which is part of the reason that we're seeing a large volume of refinancing, which is allowing homeowners to kind of tap into some of that equity and benefit from the price increase without having to sell their homes.
You know, you mentioned baby boomers not willing to sell. Has that led to more people in their 70s and older living in large homes?
Yes, and it is creating a mismatch somewhat between the houses that are available for sale and the houses that people want to buy. I spoke to someone who's 74 years old, and he and his wife live in a 6-bedroom house, and they had thought about downsizing, had thought about moving to a retirement community, but they're both still working and they love their jobs. They love to work. They don't want to retire. They don't want to be bored. They say, we don't feel old. And even though they don't need all of their six bedrooms, they like to have the space for if their children and grandchildren want to come and stay. Of course, in a post-COVID world, I think they're hoping that will be more frequent. And so this is an example of a household that there probably is a younger family that wants to buy a six-bedroom home. And this particular home is not on the market because this couple is deciding to age in place. And they recently refinanced, and so their payments on the home are even lower, and they don't have to go through the trouble of moving, of downsizing, of, you know, disposing of a lot of their stuff in the process.
Now, is there a risk of people waiting too long and seeing these conditions, like low interest rates for buyers and strong demand in the market for sellers, go away?
It's always hard to time the market, for sure. And these are long-term investments. And so ideally, people are making decisions about buying and selling based on their needs over the long term and not necessarily what's happening in the last few months. But yes, there is a risk that in some local markets, maybe the price increases that we're seeing right now will not be sustained and that sellers could regret making the choice to wait. But there are also expectations that this strong demand is not going anywhere and that it will continue at least through 2021.
Okay, so for now, what are you hearing from people who follow the market about potential problems the current conditions pose?
Well, I think there's definitely concerns about the shortage of inventory out there and the difficulty that particularly first-time home buyers are having getting into the market, finding homes that they can afford to buy. Certainly, home builders are responding, and the amount of construction of single-family housing is increasing. And so that could help fix some of this supply-demand imbalance in the coming years. And there's also hope that, you know, as vaccinations increase, that more sellers will list their homes. So certainly the current supply-demand imbalance is concerning to housing economists, but they're hoping that the market comes into somewhat better balance in the next year.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal housing reporter Nicole Friedman. Nicole, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.